It's only spring training, Eric, but it's not every day that someone takes Roy Halladay off the top of the wall and pretty much dead center field. And you had some really good, really aggressive swings pretty much through the whole game today. But that first at bat, right after Eddie hits the home run, were you just sitting waiting for that first strike?
I mean, I was trying to get a good eye, you know, just because, you know, it was tough lighting today, you know, the overcast. And, you know, Roy has really long arms. And so I saw, you know, a couple curveballs, and, you know, I was, okay, he's probably going to come with a heater somewhere in the zone. And sure enough, I mean, it was a two-seamer low and away, and I, you know, sat back and made a good swing on it, and the result I couldn't argue with.
And it's part of what's been a very, very good spring for you. I mean, every time we talk to you about that old battle for left field thing. That's in the past now, and you're still swinging the bat really well, getting ready for, it's now 5 days away.
I know, it's really exciting, you know, just to be able to play, you know, when the games count and, you know, all the fans and all the support, you know, it's really exciting. But, I mean, I'm just trying to get ready and stay in mid-season form and, you know, keep playing like I would any other game.
How are the conditions today? I mean, the temperature dropped 20 degrees in the first 40 minutes of the game. The winds were brutal. Saw you go into the left field corner a long, long way on a Polanco double that just seemed to kind of float out there. And then you're playing in soaking wet for most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was hilarious when Jose hit the home run because the ball was foul. I mean, if you watched it, like, it was going foul, and then all of a sudden it just tailed fair right at the last second. And that was just how the wind was going today. It was howling out. But, I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was wet. It was sloppy. The ground was really, like, slosh. And, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, especially playing, you know, early in the season and late in the season, you know, you go to certain cities and it's raining a lot, you know. But, I mean, Toronto, of course, you know, have that problem. But it's good, you know, we got to experience that and kind of get used to it because there's going to be a lot of rain delays, you know, during the year.
Yeah, you open up in Cleveland, and that's not going to be terribly pleasant, I'm sure, weather-wise, even though it's been an awesome winter. Ricky made some comments while I was up doing the rain delay show, so I couldn't hear him, but he was talking about the attitude, and it really does seem like this isn't just one of those, hey, it's spring, we know we can win, like you hear in 30 major league clubhouses. Ricky said stuff like, I'm sick of going home in October. This team is going to have an aggressive attitude. We are going to beat you.
I mean, definitely. We have some guys on this team that are cocky and confident in this team and their abilities and what they can do for this team. And, you know, Ricky and Jose are our leaders, and they're definitely that mentality. Like, okay, like, this is our house, you know, like, you're not going to come and try to roll over us. I mean, we are not a fourth-place team. I mean, everybody's saying we're fourth-place and division's too good for us. But, I mean, I've seen the talent in this room, and guys are young, and they haven't even reached their potential yet. So we're going to surprise a lot of people.
All right, last thing I want to ask you is about Ricky, and it was only two innings because of the rain, but four ground balls, two strikeouts, 24 pitches, 19 strikes. It's about as well as someone can pitch.
Yeah, Ricky, I mean, that's honestly what I'm used to. I'm not shocked at all. I mean, he always goes out there, pound strikes, you know, keeps guys off balance. His curveball is working very well today, and that's just the Ricky we know. I mean, he's our ace, so that's what he does every day.